A Lagos man identified as Richard Savior has been sentenced to life imprisonment for sexually assaulting his wife's 14-year-old niece and infecting her with the human immunodeficiency virus, HIV. According to media reports, an Ikeja High Court presided over by Justice Oyindamola Ogala sentenced Savior to life imprisonment after concluding that the evidence provided by all the prosecution witnesses was corroborated and considered the truth. The Lagos State Council, Mr. Ola Aziz, called three witnesses to prove the prosecution's case while the convict testified in his defense during the trial. Ogala said that the evidence of the victim was corroborated by the investigating police officer, PW1, and social worker from the State Ministry of Youth and Social Welfare, PW3. According to her, these established the offense of defilement against the convict. She said, "The testimony before the court clearly depicts the evil perpetrated on this young girl and how she was abused both mentally and physically by the defendant and his wife for years. Revealing how she indeed cried out for help and was betrayed by those who were supposed to help and support her. It is imperative to state at this juncture that the actions of the principal of PW2's school and the social worker, PW3, are commendable as same eventually brought some succor and relief to PW2, who unfortunately has been permanently scared. Having carefully considered the entirety of facts before the court, it finds that in this instance, the prosecution has satisfactorily proved the one-count information the defendant stands faced with." She added that, the defendant in his evidence before the court indeed narrated how PW2, the survivor, had at one instance, after running from home to avoid a beating from his wife, ran to the station and he was subsequently informed that PW2 accused him of molesting her. The court finds that the totality of the testimony of the defendant who testified in his defense calling no additional witness is, in essence, a denial of the allegation without more. He offered no reliable explanations to the charge aside from attempts to depict PW2 as a stubborn girl and one who stole from himself and his wife. The judge said that when the police took the victim to the Mirabel Center, she was tested and found to be HIV positive. Thereafter, she was transferred to Mary's home orphanage and looked after with the help of Positive Action for Treatment Access, a non-governmental organization. According to the judge, the Mirabel Center record of PW2's genital findings is that her hymen was absent with slight whitish vaginal discharge and concluded that the finding is consistent with repeated vaginal penetration, which lends credence to the facts stated by PW2. The judge, hence, convicted the defendant on the charge of defilement by unlawful sexual assault and sentenced him to life imprisonment in the correctional center.